Strike suspended after industry pressure on White House. Texas border business. Texas border business. A major breakthrough has been reached in the East and Gulf Coast port strike that threatened the U.S. economy, thanks to the unified effort of thousands of businesses and organizations that urge the Biden administration to take action. The strike, which began on October 1, 2024, had shut down 36 critical container ports from Maine to Texas, leading to widespread concerns over supply chain disruptions, job losses, and inflationary pressures. Faced with mounting pressure from hundreds of American companies, spanning manufacturers, farmers, retailers, transportation providers, and more, the White House responded by facilitating talks between the International Longshoremen's Association, ILA, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, USMX. Their intervention and intense industry lobbying led to a significant agreement on wage increases, one of the primary sticking points in the dispute. Workers have secured a 62% wage increase, although they initially sought a 77% raise. With this key issue resolved, the strike has been suspended, allowing port operations to resume and bringing relief to countless industries reliant on the smooth flow of imports and exports. However, negotiations are set to continue on January 15, 2025, as the parties still need to address other long-standing concerns, including port automation and future labor conditions. This swift resolution showcases the power of a unified business front and the importance of federal involvement in averting large-scale economic crises. As the ports reopen, businesses and consumers can expect some normalization in supply chains, although the complete recovery may take weeks due to backlog and delayed shipments. Nonetheless, the immediate threat to the holiday season and key sectors such as agriculture and manufacturing has been significantly mitigated. Special thanks to Jorge Torres, President and CEO of Interlink, for providing letter sent to President Joe Biden. Read the letter here below.